Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And today, no, I don't feel well, but the show must go on, and I'm here. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm disciplined, and I show up. I show up when I'm supposed to. So I was supposed to show up today. I'm here. I'm here. Thinking all, but I'm here. Not feeling well, but I'm here. I'm motivating myself so I can then turn around and motivate you. Shout out to everybody that's experiencing a little pain this morning, but still decided to get up and go to work, go to school, tend to your kids, you know, do what you need to do to be able to make things happen. So shout out to everybody that even with pain, they get up, even with whatever circumstances they're going through, they still wake up and are blessed for the day, because a lot of people, you know, take for granted the day. And, you know, we tend to do that. When things are going okay, we're like, oh, all right. And then when things are going bad, we're like, oh, man, no, we have to be thankful for it all. Because even when we're going through bad stuff, it's just preparing us for us to be so joyous when we do have those good days. So shout out to everybody, like I said, that's up and out and trying to get some. I want to give a big shout out to all my friends that are missing Ellie Ruiz. She passed a year ago on the 12th. She's a very dear, dear friend of ours, and we all miss her and love her and keep her in our hearts. Her birthday, her born day would have been on the 16th, now January 16th, And we're here, though. Well, we're going to celebrate for her. So, Ellie, we know you're up there dancing in heaven, baby girl, and looking at us. And just know that we definitely are keeping your name alive, and you will never be forgotten. Also, rest in peace to all those that have passed weekend. And as the year started, rest in peace to Flavor Flav's camp. His mom passed away on New Year's Eve. I want to give a big shout-out to one of the queens that is out there collecting money right now. My girlfriend Giselle was in the Bronx collecting money for one of our friends that passed away so he can be able to rest in peace with dignity. And, shout-out to her for making that happen. Queen, you're out there doing the work. And this is what I'm talking about. This is when I say queen salute to the queens, I mean the women that are out there really doing the work, making things happen. You know, change starts with you, people. A lot of people like to complain, oh, people don't do this and people don't do that and these things don't get done. But it's all on you to make things happen, man. It's all on you to make things happen, you know. Just a word, just a movement, a phone call can make a difference to somebody else's life. So, you know, just, you know, stop being so selfish, people. There's so much selfish people out there, and you need to stop that. I posted a video on my group page, E2K Enterprise Networking page, on Facebook. If you're not on it, please make sure that you request to be on it, because I throw a lot of information up there, aside from entertainment stuff. But there's a video that I posted that I want that to be the new trend, and it's about making homeless people smile by just giving them some food, sneakers, shirt, whatever you have, even a quarter. You know, whatever it is, the point is to make them smile, to show them the humanity, you know, to show them that, you know, they are still part of a society. So I think that's big. Please make sure you check out the video. I'll have it posted all over the place. And, let's make that go on for, like, 200 million hits and all that. That's something that's worth it. That's the new trend. Instead of the prank and the twerk and all this other non-productive stuff, you know, let's do something that is productive. You know, let's show people that are not, you know, in other different circumstances, show them that they're not alone, man, because we're all a paycheck away from being that, all right? Shout out to all the John Doe's. You already know what song I'm going with next. This is my favorite. Shout out to B.O.B. for this one. This is, I don't know, it's just something about this song that I'm digging. A lot of people, every time I play it, they always hit me up and tell me that they dig it too. And it becomes, in their catalog. So shout out to B.O.B. This is John Doe. John Doe, man, come back home, man. Waiting for you.
Seems like your heart stops working the minute they close the curtain. You take off your mask and take off your costume. And if anyone asks, you're taking a small break or drinking some coffee. But everyone knows what you're doing. Seems like the bus moves slower just cause you got somewhere to go. So you take a few pills in Beverly Hills. But if anyone asks, you got a prescription, you got an addiction. Who do you think that you're fooling? John Doe, I just want the John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home. John Doe.
Addicted to something. Everybody got a grip on the something. Even if it's just a feel, the response of a feel. Maybe once, maybe twice, maybe hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Without it, it's just harder to function at times. You race to the bottom of every single bottle as if there was someone or something to find. You struggle in your mind and you tell yourself lie after lie till you get to the point where it's no longer private. The people that you work with notice the signs. When you walk in the room, it gets noticed. Be quiet. So you break up the silence. You say you've been at the gym, but the way that you look can't blame on the diet. So what you hiding?
Drinks on hold. Maybe you could come back home.
John Doe.
Smashed too many freaks, had too much to drive, had too much to drink. Left the club, ended up in custody, random drug test, passed it luckily. My girl fucked up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clenching me. Well, at least I admit it, cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be man enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that what you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it, it's optical.
That's what I'm talking about. John Doe, put the drinks on hold and come back home. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Feeling a little under the weather, but, you know, never discouraged. The show must go on, and I'm here. I want to give a belated, well, I did it yesterday over the Instagram, but happy birthday to Raekwon Wu-Tang. This is born day yesterday, so definitely big shout out to him. Over this weekend, I went to Blue Martini, shout out to DJ Kool. Blue Martini in Tampa, you know, drinks was up, and the atmosphere was great. Also want to give prayers up to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico had this morning, early this morning, about 6-7 hours ago, they had an earthquake. I'm glad to say that I've heard from the majority of my family and several of very close friends and even people that I don't know that are from Puerto Rico that have contacted me and let me know that they are okay. So that's a good thing. You know, God is great. God is great that way. So keep prayers up for those that are affected out there in Puerto Rico because, you know, that's crazy. Just, the whole thing is just crazy. So shout out to everybody that's on the check-in. Follow us. MAECK, Lunch Radio Online. Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, with Googleable. Somos Googleable. So go to Google, just type in Lunch Radio Online, type in MAECK, and you'll find out all our business. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the stalkers and yeah. Mm-hmm. Just know that I have our security.
You're listening to Lunch Radio Online. Lunch Radio Online.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns stretching the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. Friends in the eye, we've cracked the code. We count
count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trapped in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
All I'm asking for, let me live that fantasy.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K, on LushRadioOnline.org. Thank you for tuning in. I'm here another Monday, you know, not feeling well, but it is what it is. I'm here, and that's what counts. I wanted to talk about my 21, my non-law forgiveness that I'm on, 21 days, 20 days.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fighting every day about all the things, about all the things that I forgive this man for. And it's not the same man that I, you know, when I put I forgive that man, it's not one particular man, it's just men in general, the men in my life in general and the things that they've done to me and how I felt about that. So it's a personal journey. A lot of people have agreed with me on certain things, and then some people think it's deep, and some people just can't relate. And it's cool. It's my journey. You're not supposed to relate, you know. It's for me, and everyone else should do the same. I implore everybody to take a 21-day forgiveness challenge, and every day forgive someone, whether it be the men in your life, the women in your life, the family in your life, whoever it is, that you feel you need to forgive. You know, this, we harbor a lot of stuff, people. We harbor a lot of stuff. All that negative in our system, all it does is mess us up. And I just want to be free from that, you know. I haven't wrote today, which will be my 20th, and then tomorrow is my last one. But yesterday, I wrote, I forgive that man who thought the grass was greener on the other side and got a rude awakening. No, there is no coming back. So that was my 19th. You know, a couple of people agreed, and some people had certain comments and certain things to say as far as telling me to stand my ground. They received the message. You know, it was all good. And then I followed that up with just another deep thought that I had, that I wanted to be a little more specific to that man in general that have, you know, kept me down in my life. So it goes like this. I apologize. Like I said, I mean, they don't do the weather. But to that man, because I forgive you does not mean I agree with your actions or that I was not hurt by them. I forgive so I can release the negative energy hating produces in my life. I want to be able to go into my new relationship baggage-free and empty so that I can fill myself up again with true love and joy. I want to be able to receive the blessings God has for me. I want to be totally available to my future king with nothing but positive energy and understanding. I forgive for selfish reasons, but I also hope you find the peace you're seeking, because eventually you will continue to infect another queen sis of mine if you do not begin to love yourself. We have no control of how others will try to treat us, but we can control how long we allow that unacceptable behavior in our lives. I'm done accepting situations out of my control, carrying dead weight, or facing demons that are not mine. I forgive you so I could be forgiven, and now I'm ready to move on. Peace and light. A lot of people, you know, enjoy that peace. I enjoyed it because I kind of released. And I still have two more days to forgive. But as of today, I'm good. You know, I'm good. This has been like the greatest, one of the greatest challenges that I've done. You know, you guys know me. I take on a lot of challenges. But this has been one of the most freeing ones, one of the most rewarding ones. You know, I can go through all the quotes, but I'm just going to go through one comment in particular, which is from a friend of mine called Prince Lilan. And he writes, I feel you, Eve, but that anger is vicious. How do you release the negative energy? Mm. So I wrote him this. Well, it's either let the anger consume you and keep a chokehold on you, or learn to release and breathe. Remember, you're doing it for you, not for them. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. It just means letting go of the negative energy it takes to continue to hate. It's just so not worth it at the end of the day, believe me. So I hope Prince got that message, and everybody else that is following me on my Facebook. Again, Emma E2K. Follow me on Instagram. I'm on all social networks, Emma E2K, one word. And, you know, I'm always throwing comments. I'm always speaking about what everybody is speaking about. But this thing right here, this particular challenge, was kind of a personal one, even though a lot of people were able to relate, you know, because I'm over here thinking I go through certain things and nobody can relate. And to my surprise, a lot of people that relate more than I thought. I'm going to my phone line, see who's in with me this morning. 718. See you. Good morning. Yo, Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, sis. This is Natalie Gungi.
Good morning, Gungi.
Good morning.
Me, BX is in the building.
Good morning. I agree with what you said. You know, you have to forgive, and those demons are not us. The demons belong to them.
Yeah.
So you have to release that baggage, because if not, it'll weigh you down, and you only feel hate and bitterness.
Sis, we have the tendency that when we're with somebody, we take on their baggage as well. And that's not always good. That's not always a good thing. Everyone has to carry their own and kind of deal with it on their own. And then we become acceptance to it. You know, you got to accept it, because you accept, when you accept people in your life, you have to accept their flaws and all, you know, and love them regardless. But you do not carry, you know, you do not fight their demons. They have to do that on their own. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And we have the tendency to want to take that on, but it's not constructive to us, and it's not even to the person either, because when somebody else is fighting your battles, you don't learn how to fight. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
exactly.
How was this morning?
How am I?
How were you this morning?
Well, I'm going to take that challenge that you said, that 21-day challenge on forgiving. So I guess
Amen.
I'm going to feel better.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. You learn every day something.
Yes. Yes. Start today.
I am. I'm going to start
today. It's your first day. Start today. Make sure you hashtag Añala Forgiveness 21. I have that posted on my, you know, on the ones that I put that I start, I forgive that man. And
yes.
You see the way I hashtag Añala 21. Make sure you tag so she can know that we're doing her challenge, because I think it's very interesting.
Okay.
Shout out to all the check-in. I got new listeners listening. I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited. I love when I got new listeners listening.
Yeah, I've been listening since morning.
Yeah. Shout out to all those new listeners from Florida and from Connecticut. Y'all on the check-in. I see y'all. I see y'all. I see y'all. So sis, how's the weather in New York?
It's kind of chilly, but it's not freezing. It's chilly. It's nice. It's beautiful.
Okay. And did you hear about what's going on in Puerto Rico? Did you have any family out there that was affected?
No, I didn't really hear. I heard about it today on your page. I don't know what's happening. What happened?
It was an earthquake. It was an earthquake. But thank God. As far as the people, my family, most of my family and friends and people that I know from Puerto Rico have contacted me, and so far everyone's okay. It was just like a little, shook. They did feel it, and some people slept through it. But, it's not nothing major like in other countries,
Yes. Thank God. Angie was telling me something like this morning, but I was so rushing to get to work. Mm-hmm. I heard her say something.
Yeah. So thank God at least, for the majority of, as expected, everybody is good. So I'm still, I'm still just trying to talk to everybody. But thank you for calling, Gungi. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, sis.
The cash off to everybody.
Okay.
You have a good and blessed week. You already know you got to get pumped up, and you got to take the challenge. You already said you're going to take the challenge.
Yeah, I'm going to take the challenge. I'm posting on my wall. I'm going to take the challenge. Yes, I am.
That's what's up. You have a
I don't want to be nobody's prisoner no more.
And I love you. You got to
I love you, too.
Have a great morning, Gumi.
Okay, you too.
Bye. I'm going to my phone line, 917. Good morning. Motivational Monday. 917, you're over MA2K. 510. 917, 510. 123, I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay, 917, you're back on hold. It's cool. You can always call to listen. Listen, there's some people that can't get into the website for some reason or not next to a computer, and they can just call in 347-826-7722, and you can listen on your key. I don't force nobody to say anything, and I do keep you on hold where you can continue to listen to the rest of the show. So that's not a problem. I love to talk, so I don't mind people listening because it's just a good life like that.
Yeah. there's to complain about.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and I'm excited. We have gone international. I'm about to take a call straight from London. Good morning. And this is my
good morning.
Baby girl.
What's up, Em?
Good morning.
How you doing, Ma? Huh?
I said, you got through. This is an international treat for me.
Yeah. I tried calling last time, but it just kept, I mean, they put me on hold and it just left me on hold. So I didn't follow any of the instructions until now. So I just pressed the one and waited. So I'm here.
Yeah, but some people forget to press the one. If you don't press the one, you don't get through to the home, so, but I'm glad you got through. How are you? I mean, I know 2016 was a little crazy for you, I grew up with you, and I'm just so, I just, you know, God is just amazing, let's just say that, you know?
Yes,
He's giving you the strength for you to continue and, you know, fight that battle that you're fighting, and I'm just so proud of you. I just want to tell you that I love you this morning, and I'm very, very proud of you.
I love you too, baby.
You got any shouts?
Huh?
You got any shouts? Any shout-outs?
Any shout-outs? I don't know nobody. I just shout-out to all my New York family, everyone in the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan. Don't know too many in Queens. Don't know too many in Staten Island. But if you're there, I love y'all. Bless y'all. Each and every day, make sure that we always striving, staying healthy, and staying positive and being successful.
And you want to let them know who's on the line talking?
Oh, it's Basil, a.k.a. Duke. Those that know me as Duke, those that know me as Basil, those that know me as Soprano, those that know me as Indio.
Those that know you from Junior High School 123.
Oh, yeah. Junior High School 123. Not too much of Stevenson. I blew out of there quick. Just took my GED and left.
Shout out to the Watson family members.
Oh, yeah, Watson, of course. Watson, Castle Hill, Bronx River, Brook Ave, Cypress, everybody in the Bronx. I'm so glad and happy that you're doing good. The last time I saw you was like in 2003, I believe, in Paquitas.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a while. That was the last time I saw you, which I know we had talked and you was telling me about, you know, the business you was getting into and stuff. I was like, that was good. But after that everything like went downhill. For me, anyway.
That was probably the first or the last time I was ever there, so.
Yeah, I know, because I think you was there because I know Nolo was across the street, and he had his bar across the street, and I think some people was there, and then they was coming over, and that's when you came by to Paquitas.
Yeah, that was when it was Manny's at the time. It's now
Yeah,
that's shout out to Barbara and shout out to Lolo and everybody out there.
Yeah, Barbara. So I haven't seen Barbara from, forget it. I know she sees me, she'll go crazy.
Shout out to my Barbarita.
Yeah.
But, babe, I'm glad you got through.
Thank you.
You know, we'll catch up with each other on the offline.
Yeah, of course.
Online and on the air, so I have to keep going.
Uh-huh. Well,
it's always lovely hearing from you, and you know, we'll talk off the air.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you take care.
Yeah, I wish you the best, continual success, positivity, wealth, health, prosperity to you, your family, and to all of our family and friends.
Absolutely.
All right?
Thank you.
So, love you.
I love you too.
And continue continue with your success, and I wish you the best of always.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. I'm going to keep you on hold. If you can try to, you can keep on listening to the show, but if you you cannot, I understand why, but I appreciate you so, so much. You take care, okay?
No problem, no problem.
Okay. You're now on hold. Oh, wow, that was exciting. International, we got international, baby. London, yeah, yes.
Yeah. cake straight out the gate. The independent woman, some mistake for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like stars. Well, I hear shoes getting love from the dudes for a badass chick from the Moulin Rouge.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters, better get that dough, sisters.
Drink wine with diamonds in a glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You wanna hinche, ya-ya, come on, mocha, chocolate,
what?
Rio, lady, my mujer.
Drama series, so I'm all into it. Being
Check that out on Facebook. Make sure you go to their page, Being Mary Jane. And no, I'm not being sponsored by them, but I'm just trying to, you know, support black actresses. Can a sister look out? Thank you. I'm just saying. So, Being Mary Jane, yeah, just make sure you check that out. Shout out to Jose that called me from Puerto Rico and let me know that he's doing well. Him and his family are doing well. So definitely shout out to Jose. And anybody that wants to call in 347-826-7722 and give you a shout out, I'm going to do it slowly because people say I have a Puerto Rican accent and nobody understands. So it's 347-826-7722. That's the number. You know what I'm saying, Spanish? 3-4-3-2-2. Yeah, we bilingual up in here. We definitely bilingual up in here. Okay, so I started everything out. Let me see. Boom, boom. I did it because I got to be writing stuff down, you know what I'm saying, my age. So I did all the shout-outs for the birthdays. Where I was at this weekend, I let you guys know that I was partying at Blue Martini in Tampa and had an awesome time. Shout-out to my admirer that before I walked up in there, I had 12 dozen roses, 12 white dozen roses, which was beautiful. It was a little scary, but it was beautiful. The flower was gorgeous. So shout out to my admirer that definitely did sing. Love the flowers. So I'm going to music. And that.
I wouldn't
want
to be anybody else. You made me insecure.
Determine who you are. you know, who you are on the outside, on the inside. You're beautiful. You're worthy. You're amazing. I appreciate you for listening in. I appreciate you for being the great woman or man that you are. You know, don't let nobody tell you what you're worth. You know, we all know what we're worth, you know. So salute to you, to those that are in the right path, that understand your journey, that understand your worth. And, you know, for those that don't, you keep on. You keep on that road, and you keep searching, and you keep looking. The whole point is getting up every day and being thankful for another day. Because trust me, you know, there are a lot of more days. There's a lot more blessings coming your way. Just be open to it, you know, or be open to it. A lot of people that close themselves off, but you need to be open to be able to receive those blessings. The blessings, all our blessings are around the corner, but be open to receiving the blessings. A lot of people close themselves off. You know, things happen in life, and there's a lot of things that happen that we have absolutely no control of. But that doesn't mean we give up, you know. That just means we figure out other ways. That means that we just tap into our inner strength that we all have, because that's how it determines, you know, our character when we go through stuff, you know. Not when everything is good and dandy and everybody's loving you and you the man or you the woman, or, you know, you got it going on and you're, you know, you're popular. It's when everybody done forgot about you, when you're alone, when you have nothing, when you have to pick yourself up from the bootstraps, when you have to motivate yourself to get up and do things, you know. That's the test of your character, you know. That's how you determine, wow, I'm strong or wow, I'm weak. I'm a leader or I'm a follower. You know, it's been in those times where I have, you know, understood my purpose in this world. And I understand it very well. I'm responsible for certain things, and I try to be accountable for all that I do. Am I perfect? Nowhere near. But every day I make the try. I try to bring change into the world. I try to bring some positive in other people's lives and in mine. And every day I just keep trying. That's all I can do. You know, that's all that really God wants us to do, is just try and try and try. Try a little tenderness. You know, people, we're just so built to be so strong, you know, and a lot of people don't understand their strength. I mean, listen, people are amazing. Just people's strengths are really amazing when they tap into it. You know, my thing to you is, you know, stay focused, stay with a smile, that good fight, because at the end, it'll be all worth it, you know. Good things come to those who wait, and Lord knows I'm waiting for my good thing. So in the midst of me waiting, I will continue with a smile. I thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in Monday, for motivating me. Although you say I motivate you, it's you guys that really, really get me going for the following, you know, for the whole entire week. God bless you, everyone. I'm going to leave you with some Kirk Franklin. Continue to smile, man. Piss people off. You want to piss somebody off today? Just smile at them. Dead smile. Just be like, ding. Show them the pearly white. and you piss somebody off that way. But at the same time, you still bring a level of positiveness to the universe, because Lord knows we need it. So God bless everyone. Shout out to all those that are going through a struggle. This song right here.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies?
be honest with you.
I almost gave up.
How much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt the eye, smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while.
What you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you're down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
Today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. You're in right now.
You look so much.